Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
Can you transfer two embryos? Are fertility issues hereditary? I know that's a broad question, but in general, if you have had fertility issues but then successfully had fertility treatment and had children, would it be a concern for your children?
Oh, I see. But let's start with that one first. Yeah, the evidence today, obviously, the oldest child from IVF is now 45 years old. And she's had two children. Louise Brown's daughter has subsequently had children. So there's a lot of women, not a lot, because IVF wasn't very, very successful and there weren't very many cycles done around the world in the 80s, we don't really know how things are going to go for the children. But the evidence to date is menstrual cycles are the same, eggs are just the same as ovulations occur the same. It doesn't appear as though fertility treatment is going to have an impact in a hereditary way. There are probably two exceptions to that, and they are in the male where there's a very poor sperm count or no sperm that we've had to do a biopsy of the testicle to get sperm out. There is a group of men who carry a genetic, what's called a Y deletion on the male chromosome. And if it's a boy, 100% of those boys will carry that into the next generation and be infertile as well. There's an argument for doing gender selection in that scenario of only choosing girls. But certainly when I say that to patients, I don't think I've had one say, no, I'm not going to go through IVF or I'm going to choose a man, a donor sperm, for that reason. Because if you cured my problem, 30 years from now, I'm sure science is going to help my children. They won't have any trouble either. And the other group, which has some hereditary basis to it, is women with polycystic ovarian syndrome who have difficulty getting pregnant. And the incidence of PCOS in their offspring is higher than the background population. So there is that group. But again, they're the easiest fertility patients to get pregnant. When I see a woman with PCOS, I smile and go, we're going to get you pregnant, without probably going to IVF. What was the other question?
The next question is fertility add-ons for women over 30.
Yeah. I don't know why 30 comes up, because if you whatever age you are, they're all a waste of time. By add-ons, we mean all the bits and pieces that you see on the internet, vitamins for men, vitamins for women, acupuncture, naturopathy, Chinese herbs, and the list goes on and on, where claims are made that they improve your fertility. The problem with all the add-ons is that 99% of them have never been tested in randomized controlled trials. In other words, when a pregnancy happens and you happen to be taking some fancy Chinese herb, you all blame the Chinese herb. But probably it was going to happen anyway. So the only way of seeing whether the Chinese herb makes any difference whatsoever is to do a proper randomized study. They don't exist. The only downside I see of all of these medications is the damage to your hip pocket, because many of them are not that inexpensive. But when they're not proven, why bother? In relation to acupuncture, I was the author of the biggest randomized controlled trial of acupuncture, carried out in around Australia 6 or 7 years ago now, 800 patients, and we showed no difference in pregnancy outcomes by doing acupuncture. I can't justify it on a scientific basis to recommend acupuncture to patients. The one advantage I've seen with acupuncture is it does relax. It is a relaxing process. Women who are highly stressed and in an IVF situation, it's impossible not to be stressed. Having acupuncture may make the whole process more bearable, but it doesn't necessarily improve your pregnancy rates, despite all the claims that are out there. Other add-ons for poor egg quality in DHEA and CoQ10 do no harm. Do they do any good? Debatable or not at all. Steroids, they're probably the most controversial add-on. There are people around Australia who measure all sorts of immunological parameters in your blood, and they come up with, find one abnormality, and then they put you on steroids for no randomized controlled evidence that it makes any difference. And the problem with running a big batch of tests is that the normal range for a test is 90% of the values. And the fact that you're outside that 90% range doesn't mean you're necessarily abnormal. It's just the end of the curve. But the statistics say that if you do 20 tests, one of them will be abnormal purely because it falls out of that 90% range by chance. So lots of garbage out there. In terms of add-ons, what you need to take is folic acid, number one. That reduces the risks of spina bifida. It's the only thing that's ever been shown to have been a major benefit. All these compositions for pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, vitamins and whatever. If you have a good diet, vegetables, fish, meat, you get all the vitamins that are in those products anyway, and you're saving yourself a lot of money. Obviously, the other things are to avoid excessive alcohol, smoking, definitely have an impact. And obviously being overweight also has an impact on fertility. Doesn't stop it, but it reduces it.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.